And let's go next to one of the world's most lawless nations, which has a man who wants to change that. He's a real-life version of Doc Brown, the hyperactive but clever inventor in the Back to the Future movies. Like his fictitious counterpart, the Afghan inventor is not widely lauded for his creations, but his supporters believe his inventions could help fight crime. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson visited him in a one-room home that doubles as his workshop.
With its urgent ticking, the homemade burglar alarm in the wooden box almost seems eager for someone to try and break into Hanif Molavizadeh's house. A simple wave of the hand outside the window triggers the motion detectors and sets off a song-like warning. An automated voice warns there is an intruder. The contraption then calls the inventor's cell phone. It's an automated warning he says he can get up to 4 miles away.
Hello?
He shouts, "Hello, who are you?" into his phone, which is transmitted and then broadcast through the alarm box. Molavizadeh says if that's not enough to stop a would-be burglar, then remote firing the Kalashnikov attached to the wooden box should do the trick. But sometimes inventors, including this Afghan one, have to work the kinks out of their creations.
There's a hole in the window. Why did it? What happened? How did it go off?
The 60-year-old inventor says that last month he forgot to unload the gun while testing the alarm. A bullet broke the window and ricocheted off the neighbor's wall. His neighbor, a police officer, wasn't amused. But another neighbor and friend, Afghan lawmaker Arif Nurzai, was so impressed with the device that he had the inventor make one for his home. Without the Kalashnikov, that is.
I'm going to give him a workshop, provide him with materials. We've got a lot of undiscovered, talented people like him, and if they see this guy being supported and motivated, maybe they'll step forward.
A homemade burglar alarm may not be very exciting to American homeowners with their pick of alarm companies, but in Afghanistan, where there aren't any alarm companies nor a responsive police force, the armed talking red box could well become a blockbuster. Molavizadeh is an unemployed electrical engineer bursting with nervous energy. He also has invented a car alarm. He says it sends out what he describes as a painful but non-lethal electric shock. Don't heed the automated warning, and the owner can, by pressing a button on his cell phone, punish a would-be thief with a jolt. The car alarm was requisitioned by the local police. The inventor says he delivered it to them 4 months ago, but a police official tells NPR it still hasn't been tested. Molavizadeh is not surprised. He says Afghan authorities don't take him seriously.
If they gave me official permission to build these things and funded it, I'd be able to do so much.
Lawmaker Nurzai says it's a shame that the government isn't paying more attention to the inventor, who has been featured on local television and in Afghan newspapers. He likens him to Afghanistan's untapped mineral wealth, which the government has done little to exploit.
If nobody extracts them, nobody makes use of them, we won't progress.
Nurzai says he'll keep funding the inventor as best as he can, giving him $200 or so a month to keep him afloat. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.